Saturday night. With us right now, the head coach of the Maverick men, Mike DeGeorge. Mike, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Jim. How's everything going there today?
Things are going fine, and things are going great for your basketball team. 10-0 start to the season, ranked in the top 10. And look, your first year, you had that tough loss to Regis back in year one for you, and got a little bit of redemption with that win against the Rangers in overtime on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was shades of, a couple years ago, Dave Yonke. As soon as the game ended, goes, I have that tape just flashed back into his head, because we missed a shot with the game tied with maybe, we had the ball outside out with like, under 10 seconds, and the ball bounced right to their guys, and their great shooter came down and hit a shot to beat us at the buzzer. So that was a tough one. But we're focused more on Saturday, which is a good one.
Sure. Well, going back to that game, the one this past Saturday,
yeah.
Jared Small, boy, he hit some unbelievable threes in that game. Banked one in, had one right before the end of the first half. Really tight defense on him, and was able to hit it, buzzer beater at the end of the first half. I thought he played a whale of a game and came up with some really, really tough shots and key moments for your basketball team.
Yeah, he's certainly not afraid of the moment, and he wants to have the ball in his hands, and he's willing to make plays, and he's got tremendous talent. So that combination worked well for us this weekend, and we got a little lucky there with the bank end, but we'll take it.
He didn't call it, but we weren't playing horse, so it was okay, right? Yeah, didn't have to call it.
I think he called it from straight on, but that's okay.
Mike DeGeorge, the coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us on the team, CMU Sports Network. And look, Georgie Dancer did not score in regulation, had a tough offensive night. But boy, he came through, did he not, in overtime with the four free throws, got a field goal as well. I thought Georgie went, kind of like Jared when the game was on the line and he needed those seniors to come up with big plays and a big moment. Georgie Dancer, same situation, came up big in overtime for you.
Yeah, and he unfortunately got a foul trouble in the first half, never really got in the flow of the game. And then in the second half, I thought he played really well offensively, but it was mainly just distribution because of the way they were defending the ball screens. I thought he made some great decisions and kind of got our offense going. And then, he scored six straight in overtime to kind of help us gain the lead. So it was a great effort. And again, he was always good, as always, on defense and rebounding the basketball. So really played well for us. And it's just a steadying force for us on the floor. I just think everybody feels better when he's out there, with kind of the team just believes more.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us. And Mike, also another strong game for Ethan Menzies, a double-double for him as he continues to play really well this season for your basketball team.
Yeah, we just put him in a lot of difficult spots. What we're doing defensively just isolates him on guards a lot. And, and then obviously he's the key to our offense. If he can help us gain an advantage with his threat, even if he doesn't touch the ball in possessions, it just makes the offense go. So he's been huge all year, and he had another big game on Saturday.
Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network.
And coach, a guy that came off the bench for you, had a decent night, maybe seems like he can do some more for you as he kind of develops and gets more comfortable in your system, is Blaze Street. He had 12 points for you, a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists. He had 5 turnovers, though. So where's kind of his point right now? Where do you see him going forward as your team gets him on the floor more and really utilizes his size for you?
Yeah, we think he's a special talent, and he was really playing at a high level before he got hurt the day before our first game. And then since he's come back, he regressed some. He's a freshman, just kind of adapting to our system. He regressed to some old habits that we'd kind of broken. And then his injury, it still really bothered him up until about a week ago. Last week was the first week where he really kind of let loose in practice without kind of protecting that injury. So, then the games are another deal. Like he gets 2 charges called on him in the first half right away when he comes in. And I think that affected him in a way that, he was very sort of conservative for a stretch after that. And, he's just going to have to learn how to play in the games and deal with the different officiating and the different physicality and how the game's called in college. But as he gets comfortable, he's been dominant in practice and stretches, and we really believe in him and what he's going to bring. But he's just so powerful, and he's a really a great decision maker. We haven't seen that yet in the games, but once he settles in and gets comfortable, I think we'll just see him get to a whole nother level.
And, you know, Mike, and I think for Blaze as a point guard, I mean, his upper body strength, I mean, he looks like he could play for Coach Jackson, play strong safety. I mean, he's such a strong finisher at the rim, and he's got that, you know, like I said, that really strong upper body that I was just really impressed with the way he, like I said, attacked the rim and finished on dribble penetration.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people he hurts. I mean, and not intentionally, but just the collisions that happen in practice because he is so powerful, and he's about 235 pounds and an explosive athlete. And then, you know, he dislocated Jack Moore's elbow on a pass, so he just throws these laser beam passes, and Jack got up trying to get a hand on it, over hyperextended his elbow. And he's been out for a week now with that. So he's a powerful guy, but it's going to work to our advantage for sure.
Yeah, tell Blaze to settle down, man, with those passes. I mean, we like to say put a little mustard on that, had a little heat on it, like a contrail, yeah. Like a jet engine. It just take it easy on your guys making those passes, Blaze 3. Yeah, it's don't want to take your own guys out just making passes. Mike DeGeorge. Coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team with us today on the team. And Fort Lewis on Friday night, Mike. And right now, Fort Lewis near the bottom of the conference standings. They've had it's not the typical Fort Lewis team that we've seen in years past. They're 1-3 in conference, 2-3 overall. And so, going there is always a tough place to get a win. We know that. Went there and did your game last year at Durango. But when you look at this team, Riley Ferris, 21 points per game. He's one of the better scorers in the conference this season, despite them struggling from a win-loss standpoint right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a weird year. I honestly feel like they're one of the best teams in the league. And I think ultimately, if they get enough games, they'll be one of the top six teams in the league. If you look at it just from a loss standpoint, you know, the teams that have basically three losses in the league, there are four teams after us and Mines being undefeated that have three losses. And I think those are probably, you know, that group make up the top six. Where everybody settles in there, I'm not sure. But, Riley Ferris is a dominant player. I mean, offensively, you just can't impact the game more than he does in so many ways. I mean, he's a great three-point shooter. He's impossible to stop in a low post. He's a great passer out of double teams. I mean, he really does everything offensively. He's a great finisher at the rim. You know, and then that sort of fuels and everything runs through him and generates offense for them. So you have this difficult challenge of, do you really try to take him away, double him, and make their other players better? Or do you just try to limit his touches, do the best you can on him in one-on-one situations, and not make everybody else better? So I just think that they're one of the top teams in the league, and they've had just sort of a bad stretch. They lost a game at home when they had three guys out because of COVID. Then they played Mines really tough, and then they just had a bad outing versus Christian. But as we saw over there at Christian, anything can happen. So I don't think their record's representative of their talent or what kind of year they're going to have.
Yeah, because if you look at it, they have really balanced scoring. Ferris, obviously, has been the lead dog at 21, but you have Danelle Stafford. It's almost 11 points per game. Corey Singh at right around the same number, close to 11 points per game. Will Whitman at almost 10 points per game. They've got really balanced scoring from those other guys outside of Riley Ferris in that lineup.
Yeah, I mean, every guy, you know, and everything sort of generates out of Ferris, but all their guys are very capable and they're athletic and long. And so, you know, I do think that now they haven't played for like 3 or 4 weeks now. And so it is... You know, they've really only played one game since December 19th. So, you know, what will they do differently? What have they've been able to practice almost this whole time. So, it's just a really challenging. I didn't sleep very well last night, honestly. There's a lot of challenges there for us, and it's going to take a really special effort for us to go there and have success.
I know when you went down there last year, when I went down and called it, that was not an easy win. That place was loud and packed, and they played really well, but you guys were able to get out of there with the victory last year at Fort Lewis. Mike DeGeorge, the coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team with us on the Team Sports Network. I do want to ask you a little bit, because we talk about the rankings, and like I said, the rankings are a little deceptive about who's played whom so far and those kind of things, that when they come out with the RPI here soon, that's going to give us a better sense of where everybody's sitting in the league. Can you take us through that a little bit, Mike, what that's going to look like when they release that?
Well, I really, honestly, I don't have a great understanding of it. I mean, I guess Coach Hanks and I were talking about this yesterday because they have a similar deal.
Oh, don't ask that guy. He doesn't know anything. Don't ask Hanks. He doesn't know what he's
talking about. He's only won a million games.
That's sheer luck and a great staff around him. We're just giving him
I know. And so the biggest issue is, like, no one's playing any non-league games. So how is there a comparison between non-conference games? So I really just don't feel like it's a great way to be deciding anything. I don't think it's really going to tell us much. And then how do you give somebody a score? Like, yes, we're going to have played maybe 12 games after this weekend, but some other schools have still only played, you know, 5 or 6 games. Is that enough of a mark to be able to really evaluate based on numbers? I feel like it's too small a sample size, and there just isn't enough of a variety since nobody's playing out of their league. How do you compare anything? So I'm really curious to see how this thing plays out. But I do think we control our own destiny in terms of how we do stuff. So we're just trying to focus on the next game and get better and hopefully we get an opportunity here at the end of the year.
Well, being at 10-0 certainly puts you in a great spot right now. Mike DeGeorge, coach of the Colorado Mesa men's basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And then Saturday, it's Western, and their record pretty much comparable to what Fort Lewis has put together so far, bottom half of the conference. But once again, I think it's kind of deceptive about where they are as a team, because you have Matthew Ragsdale at a little over 15 points per game, Avery Rimbo at 11.5 points per game, Coles C-necked, he's been 11 points per game, Jackson Erland has been in double figures. So kind of like Fort Lewis, even though they don't have the big, you know, leading scorer like Ferris is for Fort Lewis, the Western, they got really balanced scoring, and then, like I said, a team that's definitely better than what their record would lead you to believe.
Yeah, you know, they have multiple guys that can really shoot the basketball, and their motion concept is built around getting threes. And if you remember last year, they went on like a historic stretch there where they just shot the living daylights out of it, and including the last regular season game of the year when they beat us at their place. That was actually our last loss as a program. And, you know, so that core group of offensive threats are back. They did lose some key defensive players. And earlier in the year, they were not as strong defensively this year as they were last year. But they've been getting better and better each week defensively. And, you know, they kind of got the COVID thing out of the way early. So they've been able to practice every week. And they've just shown tremendous improvement. We scrimmaged them early before the season started. And they were not the same defensive team they were a year ago. But you can see signs of them sort of getting back to where they've been in the past.